Welcome to the Wildly Confident Podcast, where we discuss all the ways to help you get more confident, make more money, and get the results you want in your life stat. I'm Katherine Weisner, your host. I'm a certified life coach through the Life Coach School and the creatrix of my own multi-million dollar business. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the third and final part of the Secret Language of Manifestation. If you're just joining this week, make sure to go back and listen to the first two parts. The first one was on the alignment of the body for manifestation. The second one was for the alignment of the mind. And today is on the alignment of the heart being like the eyes that can see in the dark, the all-knowing. I somehow feel like the heart's like, to me, a very profound connection to the higher self, to the future. Like if I feel like the gut, the body, the nervous system kind of is connected to being grounded, and the mind is kind of like a bridge between the body and the heart, so to speak. The heart being, it's like our best possible self in a lot of ways. But I think our heart often gets shut off, and I think that's intentional. It's a control tactic in this society to make people feel like they can't trust themselves. They need to trust other people. So you'll buy things and do things, you know, that they want you to do. You know, your heart for me is just your connection with the whole world and with yourself. If you trust yourself, if you trust the world around you, then you are in your heart energy. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to go give your life savings away to a stranger because they ask you to, or that you're going to just blindly trust people. We always want to use our brain and our body to help us make decisions too, along with our heart. I mean, it's the combination of all three. There's another podcast I have on like making decisions around this. It's using all three. We learn how to trust the universe. We learn how to trust ourselves. We definitely follow our own intuition and we follow logic. Okay. We don't throw those things out the window. They've been given to us as a gift. We use those things. And we also let go. We recognize some things are out of our control. We control what we can control, right? As long as it's not hurting anybody else or hurting ourselves. And then we let go and we trust that things are going to work out for us. But often because we have trauma in our past, micro or big T, you know, little T or big T traumas, we've been told a number of things growing up, you know, that we weren't good enough, that we weren't smart, that we need to rely on experts, all these other things where we have gotten out of trust. We have a real disconnection between ourselves and the connected world all around us. We're disconnected from nature, disconnected with like, I think the way our food is handled is like the perfect example, right? Like we are really disconnected. This is one of the reasons I don't eat meat anymore is because, and I do occasionally, I'm not going to say I never do. Like sometimes I do just because it's, you know, I'm not an absolutist about anything. I always think things are on a spectrum. And I really think it's important to just weigh every situation out and not be caught in black and white thinking. So I generally don't eat animal products. And if I were to eat them, I would want to be involved with the process of taking the animal's life. I think we've really gotten out of touch with animals, for example, or just anything on the earth, because there are so many processes in between us and them that we don't see. We're not involved. And so because of that, we're wasteful. We're not respectful. We're putting that not respectful energy out into the universe. And what do you think we're going to get back, y'all? One of the things I decided was that since I don't really like killing other animals, like that doesn't something I feel good in me, but doesn't mean like don't ever do it. I'm just saying if I'm going to do it, I want to be involved with the process. I don't want to just buy something at the supermarket and have no idea where it came from and what happened and have a complete disconnection from it. That's honestly, that's part of the thousands of paper cuts we get though. I think we get disconnected from our heart. We don't understand the bigger picture we're part of. And so we become distrustful. Things happen and we can't see the bigger connection between life and death and reciprocity and giving and taking and sharing and gifting. And when we get out of the cycle of life, we lose our trust with the universe. And we've been taught in this society not to trust ourselves, frankly. Most of the time we're taught like, trust your teacher, trust an expert. You need to go to school to do all this stuff when there's like a deep well of knowledge inside of us that we can trust. Now that again, not black and white thinking, right? It's still important to learn things, you guys, especially if we want to communicate with each other. Super important, right? Reading, writing, all of these cool things that we're able to share and do things together. So school is super important, but school should be more like learn how to trust yourself. None of these people are experts over you, right? They might know more on this topic, but they're not better than you. They're not on a pedestal. Go to, throw away all this pedestal business. You matter just as much as anybody else. Just as much. Treat yourself as you would treat anybody else, people. That's part of heart energy. It's part of learning to trust yourself, learning to get your own back, taking your power back from society where you've potentially, where have you given your power away to other people or other experts or other work, even given your power away to things you don't really need. And then learning to trust the universe. How have you cut yourself off from the cycle of life? How have you disconnected yourself from like this bigger picture? Because that disconnection actually is what's causing you to be distrustful of nature, be distrustful of the universe, because you're not connected to it. So of course you don't trust it, right? So we look to remove the things that are disconnecting you so you can build more trust there. And it's from the heart that you're able to get the energy you need for the manifestation. I brought this up in the last podcast, but it's like the emotional center. So the cool thing that really comes from the heart or the soul is that like trusting yourself, trusting other people, which is almost like more of the soul part, but also like the emotional energy we need to fuel the actions we need to take. So we have like a thought, we want something, like I want more money. And in order to do that, I need to take certain actions, right? We can't just like sit around thinking about something. That's not ever going to manifest anything, in my opinion. You can't just like think your way into a bunch of money. You got to take some actions because money is like a physical thing outside of you. You could probably like manifest your way into feeling more joy, like into a feeling because it's all internal. But if we're trying to manifest something external, we need to take actions. And the heart is going to help you with the energy you need to manifest it to keep you going so you don't quit. So you're not, you know, manifesting on fumes or manifesting on negative emotions. So we look to tap into like the way we want to feel, and also with guidance from our soul, guidance from trusting the universe, trusting ourselves. So there's kind of like two parts to this, but I just call it like heart/soul because they've always like in all the work I've done just been completely aligned together. They communicate a lot with each other. And so here are the practices for getting alignment in the heart. I'm going to give you two of them. So just pick out what you want, put it in your manifestation journal, see what feels right. The very first one has to do with just a meditation. So I would just find some sort of meditation. Do one that you already like where you can connect in with your higher self. If you coach with me, I have meditations I give people, but you can just find one on the internet, you guys. Go onto YouTube or something about Google, like connecting with higher self. And I want you to go ahead and listen to that. And before you go into the meditation, though, I want you to read your manifestation out loud, the thing you're trying to manifest in your manifestation evidence journal, the thing that we've been working on over these three podcasts. And I want you to go into the meditation and ask for guidance on that. For me, the higher self communicates through the heart. That's where they give you guidance, and they give you guidance via emotions. So I think your emotions are directly related to your thoughts, but they're also coming through your higher self. That's why I say when you have like a negative emotion, I feel it's like your higher self being like, hey, you're not on the right track. This is not the right path for you. Like the negative emotion's there to tell you to like stop doing that thing and go do this other thing that feels better. This is why I think these things are connected here, and I don't want to separate them out because I actually think they're very tied together from all the experience and evidence I have. But yeah, tapping in and like asking the higher self for guidance in a meditative state can be really helpful on how to help you manifest this thing. I swear to God, y'all, or swear to goddess or whatever you want to say, the guidance I've gotten during some of my meditations has been amazing. Like it has helped me get through blocks and manifest things that I had been struggling with before. Sometimes it can be this easy as doing a meditation and seeing where we're out of alignment within our, maybe our emotional body and our heart, right? That's sometimes our emotions and how to get back on alignment. Or maybe even like there's a block in my knee and I need to work on healing my knee, right? I've had all this knee pain too. That's so weird, right? Or in our mindset work, right? Oh, yes, you might get an image of something that happened when you were 7 years old during your meditation and be like, oh, crud. Yep, that's what's blocking me. I'm going to do some part, I'm going to do some internal family systems part work, or do one of those somatic confluence healing sessions, or mindset work with Catherine, or whatever, you know, whatever feels right for you to do. Always follow your own guidance, you guys. That's always going to be your best bet. And from there, that's going to, I mean, I really help you move forward in your manifestation. The other thing is, you know, your emotions, right? If you have negative emotions in your body on the thing you're trying to manifest, if you don't feel motivated to do it, if you don't feel inspired, if you feel like hopeless, sad, any of this stuff, you're not going to have the energy to take the thought into the 3D world. You're not going to have the energy to take the thought into the real world. And so we have to work on the emotional piece, which comes from the heart, and learning to trust ourselves and trust other people to the extent that, like, it's right for, you know, also in alignment with our gut, our intuition, and our head. Like, trust the universe, not just other people, but just that the universe is always getting our back, the universe is benevolent, and that we're safe. So the second practice I'm going to give you during this podcast has to do with figuring out where you're not trusting yourself or not trusting the universe in terms of what you're trying to manifest, and how you can bring more of that energy of trust, peace, belief, okay, to what you're trying to manifest. So the best way I can think of doing this outside of a coaching session is for you just to journal about what you don't trust happening. What is it, and what are those emotions that you're feeling when you think about not trusting what's going to happen? Maybe you don't trust that you think it's possible. There's a lot of sirens today near my house. Anyway, sending a prayer. Hope everyone's okay. I don't know if you heard those sirens, but I just, some more sirens went by, and I always say a little prayer every time I hear sirens. So, but coming back to this, so thinking about where you don't trust yourself. So maybe, you know, let's go back to a client I had that didn't trust she could meet her ideal partner. And you could, like, relate this to, like, ideal clients, doesn't believe I can have the ideal amount of money they want, whatever this thing is that they're reaching for, they don't quite believe that they can get. That's partially why you don't have it yet. It's because you're lacking the belief around it, right? So there's stories there. And I want you to tap into what have you learned in your life that makes you believe it's not possible? So it could be, let's just go back to the partner one, okay? But you can really translate this to anything, right? You know, they've learned, I mean, both externally where you can't trust it, internally you can't trust it. So, like, the external not trusting for this person was that they had witnessed that in their parents' relationship. So they had an external experience where they saw that their mother was really unhappy. She always said, you can't get what you want. Life is hard. All of this stuff, right? I asked the client to tap into their feeling around that, the feeling around the lack of trust that it's possible in the external world. And her feeling was a feeling of despair, okay? So yeah, I mean, when you feel despair around something, you're not going to feel very motivated to do anything about it. It's like a stop, just stops you. And then I also want you to go in and ask where you don't trust yourself around this. You know, for this particular client, she didn't trust that she was capable of having a relationship like that. She just didn't trust herself that she would be able to keep it, that she'd be worthy of it, right? You'll find, again, because all of our brains are different, you'll figure out what your particular trust issues are internally. And I want you to ask yourself how that makes you feel, right? We already have, for this one client, despair. But the second one, the way that she felt was just, it was like rejection. Like she was rejecting herself. Gosh, what horrible feelings, right? Despair, rejection. It's crazy when we start to, like, kind of digest or dissect maybe what's going on and why we're unable to manifest what we want, the things that we find in the attics, the cobwebs of our brain or of our heart, right? When we have these negative emotions around whether or not we trust something's going to happen, we're going to really struggle. So one of the things we're going to do beyond in this area, looking to get that guidance we might get during a meditation, is also to work on having some emotions that are going to help us manifest this. So instead of despair, common emotions we want to generate in our body are, like, for manifestation, or inspiration, motivation, okay? Those are really common things I work with clients on feeling more of, because that's going to give you the energy to take the thought you desire and actually create the thing. So what we end up doing is, and this is something that you can do, right, is when you figure out the emotions that you're missing, that you, or at least the emotions you want to create more of, right, we want to start moving towards creating more of those emotions. And so what we do in order to create them is we find ways of things that we do that generate more of those emotions. And one of the tools I like to use is actually it is like a combination of a mantra emotional practice, but we will go ahead and find thoughts that actually create those emotions in our body. So we couple that with some of the mindset work. So it might be in order to feel motivated or inspired, a thought might be, I've done hard things in the past, and I know that I'm capable of creating anything I desire and of maintaining it, right? Now, that might not make you feel inspired. That's why you need to test out these thoughts, but you want to have thoughts that create certain emotions in your body to help you kind of have like, it's like, I don't know how to describe it exactly, but it's like just having like a secret weapon in your back pocket. Okay. So anytime you're feeling low energy about it, you think those thoughts and it just gives you that burst of emotion in your heart and helps you heal whatever other kind of like old painful emotions that are hanging out, like that despair, that rejection, right? Those start to diminish and this stuff starts to grow. These other emotions that are going to help you stay motivated and not quit what you're trying to manifest. Because if you don't have the energy around it, and if you are feeling like in despair or rejection or hopelessness or any of that stuff, when you're trying to manifest something, you're not going to have the energy to bring it forward. So we need to find a little way to create a little motor inside of you from your emotion. Your emotions are the one, like they're literally, you know, emotions, right? Emotions are that internal energy driving external action and ways to help create that. So anyway, I hope this was helpful. I hope those two tips help with the heart and soul. This is a critical thing to get in alignment though. And it's so much bigger than I feel like I can completely explain in this podcast and deeper. But this will at least give you kind of like the tip of the iceberg for the body and heart piece. And learning how to trust yourself and trust the universe and hold things loosely. There's like a nuance to this. It's on like a spectrum, right? It's not black and white. It's a feeling in the body. And we know we're on the right path because our evidence journal is telling us, right? We're starting to get clues, signs, things are working out. We're getting random phone calls. We're finding something that was helpful for what we're trying to manifest, right? We're on the right path. And as you work through getting aligned in these areas, you know, in my life, I've always been able to like manifest things faster the more I get things aligned. And it's kind of just the science of getting these dialed in and taking the time to do it. And I found that taking the time to like slow down and do this actually helps me get results faster than just throwing everything at the wall and just running myself wild into it. Not just that there wasn't a time and place for that, depending on the circumstance, but being able to be a little bit more intentional about it and get to know yourself better and work through like a manifestation evidence journal and walking through alignment in these three parts, I think will just help you get to know yourself better, which will help you also be able to manifest other things in the future better. It's just like the gift that keeps giving. Anyway, okay, lots of love, everyone. Hope you enjoy this and I will see you next week. Bye. I am so glad you joined us this week. And as a reminder, this podcast is for general informational purposes only. Please use your guidance and judgment when making any sort of changes to your life that are best for you. Thanks so much.